In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Meaningless, meaningless, everything is meaningless. This is what life is like when viewed from an earthly perspective. There's nothing new under the sun. Generations come and go, but the earth remains the same. The sun rises and sets. The rivers flow, yet never fill the sea. The wind blows, yet never finds any rest. Meaningless, meaningless, all this is meaningless. Riches are meaningless. Money is not the answer to anything. It doesn't solve our problems. Rather, it creates greedy gluttons. It only adds to our problems, as it did for this rich man. He had the best things in life, and not even the best, but the best of the best. Luxurious feasting each and every day, the trendy and designer clothes, and of course friends, because everyone wants to be tied to the rich. Joined together, they feasted. Yet whoever loves money never has enough, and whoever loves money will never be satisfied with his income. And so how many work just to get more money for themselves? They have a job only so they can have more. Faithfulness is only as deep as the paycheck. Contentment, far from their hearts, as they compare what they have to what others have, always envious of those people who seemingly have it better than they, all the while forgetting that they too are richly blessed by God. As goods increase, so do those who consume them. The world says money doesn't buy happiness, but it really doesn't believe it. Why else would athletes want the maximum contract? Why else would people want the most highest paying job? Why else do we scoff at having to pay taxes and find little joy in supporting our government? Meaningless, meaningless, riches are meaningless. Pleasures are meaningless. Doing whatever your heart desires does not bring you lasting satisfaction. Living life to the fullest does not always gratify. Nothing is gained by such behavior. At most times, no one is even helped by such behavior. The feelings don't last. We quickly come down off these highs to bump right into reality. The chores, the work, the raising of kids, the caring for finances, and so on. If you drink fine wine every day, pretty soon it loses its beauty. If you feast luxuriously every day, as this rich man does, pretty soon it becomes normal. And all those lesser things are viewed as beneath you. The rich man found his joy and his happiness in food and in luxuries. So do many in this world today. Chasing after the wind, as man chases after happiness. And yet when he looks at temporal things, he will never find it. Just ask the kids who are now done with school and are on summer break. They eagerly counted down the days when they could finally be done with school, only to sit at home and be bored with nothing to do, a chasing after the wind. Our pleasures are not very often not found in our hearts. Meaningless, meaningless, pleasures are meaningless. Work is meaningless. From a purely earthly perspective, work is absolutely meaningless. We work, put in our blood, sweat, and tears into building something great. We make decisions and move companies or ourselves forward. It causes us pain and grief, and we long for the day when we can simply retire and enjoy our work and reap the benefits of all our hard work, hoping and praying that our bodies hold out long enough that we can actually enjoy it. And yet sadly knowing full well that that won't happen. Often the very work that we do takes a toll on our bodies and minds and cripples us. Athletes, how much joint or body pain they are in, especially those who are in contact sports. Their lives seem to be shorter than the average life. They pay a price for that moment of glory. Or carpal tunnel from sitting and typing all day, or back pain from not moving around, or obesity from sitting all day and not walking and moving our bodies. And yet in the end, we leave all our hard work, all that we have done, to someone else who doesn't understand the sacrifice, who doesn't get all the time and effort we put in, even if we try to explain it. And so our innovations are quickly replaced. Our ideas fade away and are forgotten, even as we ourselves fade and are forgotten. Work is meaningless. Yes, from an earthly point of view, work is absolutely meaningless. Wisdom is meaningless. Man's wisdom hasn't solved anything. Wars still rage as they did thousands of years ago. Pain and suffering still linger. Disasters, famines, hardships still come. Like chasing the wind, man chases after wisdom. He wants to know more. He views knowledge as power. Knowledge is the key to happiness. Knowledge is the key to a good and prosperous life. So he's constantly thirsting for more education, teaching, learning. Parents understand this too, so they are willing to go to great lengths from kindergarten all the way through college, even taking out loans, perhaps even mortgaging their house, just to give their children the best education possible, because then they can have a happy and prosperous life. Education is seen as the king of all. Yet if only parents would put in a fraction of time in teaching the Word of God, the whole world would know Christ. Yet education is viewed as king. So each generation thinks that they are wiser and smarter than the previous. They're better. They'll get it right and won't make those same silly mistakes that those previous generations did. We're smarter. And yet each generation falls into the same exact sins of Adam. Meaningless, meaningless, man's wisdom is meaningless. All these things are meaningless because not one can prevent death. The wise share the same fate as the ignorant. The cheerful lie down with the sad, the hardworking and the lazy are laid to rest together, and the rich and the poor leave this world grasping nothing but air. So does it really matter if we are the rich man or Lazarus, outwardly? Does it really matter if all of our dreams and plans and accomplishments are seen true, or if we have nothing but hardships, trials, and strife in this life? Does it really matter? So why are we willing to sacrifice so much for knowledge and pleasures and riches? It's a chasing after the wind. And yet spending 10 minutes with the Word of God is seen as somehow too burdensome for our day. Meaningless, meaningless, everything is meaningless. This is not the way of God, this chasing after earthly things that do not last. This is not the way of God. So if you find your good things in this life, like the rich man, if your drive is to only have these earthly pleasures and to have as much as you can now, then in the next life you will have nothing but agony and torment. And a drop of water will feel like an ocean, and yet not one will be given. Yes, God is love. You heard St. John say it. God is love. But he also is a consuming fire. And he will punish those who find their lasting joys here on earth with unquenchable fire. So repent. Repent and believe Moses and the prophets. Believe the Holy Scriptures, for you will find your lasting treasures there. Whether you are rich or poor, intellectual or not quite as intelligent, find your treasures in the Word of God. Stop chasing after these earthly things that do not last. Stop directing your children toward these earthly things that do not last, and hold up the Word of God. God knows what you need. He knows how best to take care of you. He is, after all, your perfect heavenly Father who never errs, never sins, and never forgets. He knows what you need, and he will bless you according to his good and gracious will. Perhaps some he will bless with great riches, perhaps others with pain and suffering. Nevertheless, he will bless you. He will bless you. So listen to his word. He will bless your children as well. So direct them to his word also. He doesn't need you to take care of them. He doesn't even need you to take care of yourself. You do that today, perhaps tomorrow you will not. But be about His word. His word is the only lasting thing. Whether you are on the road or at home, study His word. When you wake up and when you go to bed, have His word on your lips. Because only that word reveals Christ to you. Only that word can spare you from these fires of hell. Riches will not help. Riches will not help. Poverty and suffering don't help either. Only the Word of God. Only the Word of God will save you from hell. That Word preaches Christ to you and forgiveness found in Him. Only Christ can open up heaven to you. Only He can smother hell's flames, and He has by tossing His body onto that flame. By His cross, He has opened up heaven to you, and now in His word and sacraments, He gives you that heaven. Do you see the great gifts, the eternal riches that God gives to you this day through His word? Do you see the lasting pleasure He gifts to you through His holy sacraments? Do you see the wisdom poured out on you from on high this very day? Why crave what is meaningless when you can have what is lasting? Why desire earthly pleasures when you can have eternal pleasures unfathomable to our human minds? So listen to the word of God. Teach your children that word so they too might have these eternal pleasures. Love Him more than riches, more than poverty. Love Him more than family, friends, children, parents, and all other things. Desire His forgiveness more than simply a day of sleeping in because you had a rough week. Desire His forgiveness more than even spending time with earthly fathers and mothers. For only one thing can save you from hell. Only one thing, and that is Christ and His forgiveness. Outwardly, as we view this world, there appears to be little difference between believers and unbelievers. Some are rich, some are poor. Some have many joys and happinesses, others have very few, but have only pain and trouble. There appears to be little difference between believers and unbelievers. But inwardly, there is a great difference, a great difference. For inwardly, the Christian sees everything through God's forgiveness. Whether rich or poor, he sees all things as a gift from his heavenly Father, given out of love, understanding full well that he has not earned or deserved even the tiniest of gifts, all a gift from God. His forgiveness then drives him to work. He works hard and gives all these meaningless things meaning. He works out of love and thanks to him who has set him free from those fires of hell. Outwardly, there appears to be little difference between the death of a believer and unbeliever. Both die, both are buried, both rot and decay. Both are soon forgotten within a couple generations as well. Outwardly, there appears to be little difference. But inwardly and ultimately, there is a huge difference. For the believer is whisked away to God's right hand to sit at table with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob and feast in the eternal riches of God. He enjoys far more wisdom, riches, and pleasures than 10,000 worlds could possibly hold. For someone indeed has been raised from the dead, Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior. And now he comes to you this day in blessed bread and wine, to give you these eternal joys at God's right hand. So pray to God each and every day. Pray to God that He would take away everything that would stand between you and Him. Everything. So that you may learn to treasure His word and His sacraments, His forgiveness, above all things. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.